My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's health. The shows stream live at 8 a.m. And for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are now podcast daily for on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer, now in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. They're located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith Shopping Center. Go in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, the most knowledgeable staff, the highest quality products, and amazing prices. The hours of the store are Monday through Friday 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I'm looking forward to talking with all of you soon. Stay healthy. So we're talking to Darren Landis today, and we were talking about hyaluronic acid, the history of hyaluronic acid.
By the time we reach 50, we're making about half the hyaluronic acid that we used to make when we were much younger. And so what comes about is this most water-loving, hydrating molecule that we've known to man, when we don't have it in our body, we start to see a drying out effect. Drying out is aging, or aging is drying out. So now that's why they're looking at this molecule as one of the most water-loving, anti-aging molecules that we can get back into our body.
You know, we wish we had like a 55-gallon drum of it. We could just dip ourselves every day.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting thing is I've been using it on my face for a long time, around my eyes and stuff like that. And the thing that I've always loved about hyaluronic acid and your products from Hyalogic is that you don't need a lot. A little tiny bit goes a long way. And I would never have believed that at the beginning, where a couple drops can do the entire face if you're using it topically. And I know we're going to be talking about eye health today, and we'll get into that. But how is it so possible that so little can do so much?
Well, it's concentrated, you know, and for each small little amount of hyaluronic acid, just even one little pencil eraser size of hyaluronic acid, just in a powder format, can bind up to 2 liters of water. So it's an amazing, hydrating, water-loving molecule. So a little goes a long way. So when you're applying it in a skincare product, you just put a little bit on, and you're just giving your skin a drink of water. But again, it's highly concentrated. That's why a little goes a long ways.
Is there anybody... I mean, could we be too young to use this? I mean, because I know people that are in their late teens, early 20s that are already starting it, and, you know, they love it. And they're hooked. They want to use it. It makes their skin just feel good.
Never too young. You know, it's interesting. If you talk to a lot of the stores that I do around the United States, they're saying, hey, our audience is getting younger and younger. Mm-hmm. People are coming in. They want to prevent things from happening. They don't want to wait till their 40s, 50s, and 60s, then to try and reverse it. So you're seeing a lot of people reach for a hyaluronic acid skincare supplement at an earlier age. And then plus we've got people that are playing sports pretty much year-round now. You know, we're putting a lot more wear and tear on our joints, and the number one lubricant or cushion for our joints is hyaluronic acid. So you're seeing a lot of athletes, young athletes that are mm-hmm. spending 4 or 5 hours in a weekend, you know, playing soccer or whatever sport it might be, and you're putting a lot of wear and tear on your joints, and you want to protect them.
Well, you know, and I know a lot of people that use it both topically and internally. And, you know, I for the longest time, you know, I had a lot of people that recommended different oils and things after they had cosmetic surgery. I talked to a friend, probably about a week and a half ago, and she had, I don't know where she went. She went East Coast somewhere, and she had some massive amounts of cosmetic surgery done, and she looks incredible. And this is like the 10th time this has happened. She said that she met with her doctor, and the doctor after said, you know, make sure you drink a lot of water and make sure you continually hydrate and all this stuff. And he says, you want to make sure you really work on the health. In her mind, she said, well, I've had all the surgery, so I shouldn't have to work so hard. And he said, you have no idea. He said, now you have to work
to be able to maintain this healthy skin. And he had recommended, that she start, you know, eating more of a Mediterranean diet, drinking more water, lots of internal oils, internal hyaluronic acid, topical hyaluronic acid. And he was very, very, you know, set, and he wrote it all down and told her exactly what to do. So she went to Stay Healthy and got the stuff when she got back to town. But she said, I can't believe how little, and she said the same thing, how little can make such an amazing difference. It actually makes your skin feel different.
Wow. Yeah, wherever there's water in our body, which is everywhere, we want to have hyaluronic acid there to balance it out, to bind to it, to act like a sponge so that it can stay compartmentalized. We want it to stay in our skin for plumpness, so we can drink all the water we want, but if we don't have hyaluronic acid on board to thicken that water and to keep it compartmentalized in our skin, then we're not going to see the benefits of hydration for our skin without that hyaluronic acid.
No, I agree. I really do agree. You know, so the idea of using this is, does it get better the longer we use it? Let's say we're using it on our face every day, and I notice that if I miss a day, I'm okay, and I come back to it and I put it on again, and it just, I don't know how to describe the feeling. It's just, it's like when you're really, really dry and your skin feels kind of flaky and itchy, and you put a really good lotion on it and you're working the lotion, and your skin just gets that, oh, thank goodness, it feels so much better. It's not dry anymore. And it's just kind of that feeling that you get when you put it on your face. Our face is very sensitive and very thin skin, and I don't think we realize, you know, how much better it can feel when it's hydrated. And there's great lotions and creams and emollients. There's wonderful things. But I really think that even if you're using a lotion and you're using a cream, you should put on the hyaluronic acid first, so it's the first line directly touching the skin.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's a three-prong approach, how hyaluronic acid, when you apply it topically into the skin, first and foremost, it acts as a dermal filler for the skin. So when you apply it topically to the skin, it goes in from the top layer into the middle layer, we call the dermis, and it acts as a fluid space filler gel inside of the skin, so it pushes the skin upward. And then we have all kinds of collagen in our skin. They're like rubber bands. If you want to see what collagen does, grab your skin, stretch it, release it. It snaps back into shape. That's those collagen rubber bands. But those collagen rubber bands they're swimming in this water-loving bath of hyaluronic acid. So not only is hyaluronic acid acting as a space filler for the skin, but it's nourishing and hydrating all of those elastic collagen fibers in our skin so that they maintain their elasticity. And then the third thing that it does, it provides kind of like a little humectant or emollient on the surface of the skin. It traps moisture into the skin. It keeps it from evaporating off. So hyaluronic acid is a three-prong approach as to how it benefits the skin. So your question was, if we use it, can it even get better, or do we, you know? And that's why you're able to miss a day or two possibly, and you've still got those benefits because you are building and making your skin healthier and hydrated throughout the time of using it.
You know, the other thing is, a lot of people will say, you know, how do I know, Jeff, if I need this? And I'll tell them, lay your hand flat on the table and press down, and then grab the skin on the back of your hand, hold it up for like 30 seconds, and let go. If it snaps back, chances are your elasticity is good, but you definitely could use moisturizing. If that little pinch stays up there and doesn't look like it's going anywhere, guaranteed you're already starting to lose your elasticity. And, you know, because sometimes you're sitting there watching it going, go down, go down, go down, and it's not going down. So chances are you do need it. And I do want everybody to know that you have lotions and creams and all kinds of wonderful things for the skin and all that good stuff. But just to kind of move forward, but we're going to talk about eye health today. And this is a great topic for me. Lately, I am on the computer even more than ever. I'm probably on the computer about 8 hours a day. And it's, I've never done this before. I've usually been up and around it in stores and stuff. And I do travel and do that stuff. But lately I'm spending a lot of time on the computer. And I have to tell you, it does dramatic things to your eyes. Now, I'm a big believer in things like, I put a little sign in the corner of my studio that says blink, because people that work on computers forget to blink. And if they're blinking, it's actually a common thing that they're not distributing fluid. I'm also a big advocate of the 20-20-20 rule, which means every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds to break your gaze off the blue screen. And I set an alarm. I do make sure that I get up about every 35 to 40 minutes, somewhere there, go get a glass of water, walk away from the screen for a while. So, you know, my gaze is more concentrated when I come back. But all that being said, my eyes sometimes feel like, and I mean, I have horses, you know that. So, I mean, sometimes you're at the corrals and it's blowing, you get dust in your face, dust in your eyes. I'm used to that, you know, but sometimes it feels like my eyelids are sticking to my eyeballs because they're drying out. So where does hyaluronic acid play a role? And I know you have an eye drop and an eye formula, and I am going to recommend these so highly to people that are stuck behind the computer and for people that just are getting older and you're reading a lot, or you notice that you're, you know, just having a lot of dry eye problems. These are amazing. So what are they doing that's different than just like a regular just kind of nutrient product?
Well, they're focusing strictly on the eyes. Now, we brought out, I think it was about 15 years ago, our product that we brought out was an eye supplement formula. Mm-hmm. And we had all the vitamins A, C, and E, and zinc that followed or mimicked some of the recent studies out there that talked about if you take these antioxidants, you can protect your eye against the oxidative damage, the sunlight and everything that else that starts to create oxidation inside of the eye. And so we put that eye formula together with A, C, E, and zinc and some other ingredients. But one of the things that we realized is that the fluid inside of the eye, they call it the vitreous humor. I call it the vitreous gel. It's a hyaluronic acid and water-based thick syrupy gel solution, and it's inside of the eye. And they realize that as we get older, we slow down on the production of this much-needed hyaluronic acid that we naturally produce. And not only are we losing it in our skin and in our joints and everywhere else, but we're also seeing a deficiency of this hyaluronic acid inside of our eye. And what is its role inside of our eye? It's a stabilizer. It's a syrupy gel fluid. It's kind of like putting syrup inside of a balloon, and you could squeeze the balloon and release it, and it goes back into shape. So it serves as a stabilizer, moisturizer. It transports nutrients in and around the eyes and all throughout. But what they say is as we get older, we lose this much-needed hyaluronic acid in our eyes, and now that fluid starts to have what they call a thinning effect. It starts to thin out, and then now they're saying that that can bring on different eye conditions that we don't like to see. And so people are looking for hyaluronic acid in a supplement form to replenish or to maintain healthy fluid balance on the inside of the eye. So it's been really popular, and it was thought that if you had certain eye conditions in the past, there wasn't really any supplements that you could take that could benefit the inside fluid of the eye, and now they're recognizing that hyaluronic acid taken orally can benefit the inside of the eye.
I want everybody to know that Linda Monday will be at Stay Healthy this morning at 9 o'clock, and she'll be demoing and answering questions, and she's so good at what she does. So if you are interested in hyaluronic acid, or you're starting to think that, you know, I may just be a candidate, chances are you are. I am definitely a candidate. I mean, I have age, I have exposure to environment, being out in the dirt and the dust, eye strain, all the things that are out there, sun on the skin, you know, so losing moisture, living in the desert. So I have all those pointing at me. So, you know, even once I get it out of control, I'm always going to be a candidate. It's just I'm going to be a candidate that's, you know, more under control because I've decided to use the new things that are available. And hyaluronic acid is the new kid on the block for some people, but got to tell you, it's been on the block for a long time. Just a lot of people were not opening their eyes to what was already available. Have you seen dramatic changes in the mentality? Because, I mean, before, like you said, you know, nobody knew about it. Now everybody's talking about it. And, you know, you guys are the company to go to for hyaluronic acid. So I would think it's amazing.
Yeah, you know, I think our the other day we researched it, and they said that there's close to, you know, 250,000 searches for hyaluronic acid every month online, if not more. So people are really researching it, looking into it more in depth. We get quite a few visits to our website. It's a lot of scientists that are doing research. It's a lot of consumers that just want to know more. They want to understand it. But when you have a molecule that's so widely spread throughout our whole body, it's everywhere. It's located everywhere throughout our body. I always tell people, we're going to light up the body where there's hyaluronic acid. So as soon as we flip the switch, the whole body's going to illuminate. We're talking about from head to toe that this molecule is present. It's anywhere there's water in our body, it's present there to hydrate, moisturize, cushion, protect, lubricate, space fill. And so it's amazing how you can come up with a lip balm or an eye formula or a toothpaste, nasal spray, skin serums, orally. Taking it orally is very popular. People are taking hyaluronic acid orally to benefit their skin from within. When we first started with our liquid supplement 20 years ago, it was supposed to just be a joint health supplement. It was there to replenish the cushion or the lubrication in our joints. But we had a number of people come to us and said, could this be helping my eyes? I've noticed some changes, some beneficial changes with my eyes. Or what about my skin? It's amazing. I don't know why my skin seems more vibrant and healthy than it has before. Or my hair. I feel like my hair is growing more stronger and healthier than what it has before. And so there's all these beneficial effects to taking hyaluronic acid orally or applying it topically. So, yeah, you are correct. Seeing a lot more information out there about this molecule. And what I always tell people to do is don't take it from just me. Go look it up. Research it yourself. Not only just on maybe our website, but go to other websites and research and about hyaluronic acid. You'll find what we're telling you, that there's a ton of science to back it up.
We're talking today with Darren Landis, and we're talking about his line of products called Hyalogic. We're going to go back into eye health again right after the break. Remember, all the products are available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store, internal, topically, beautiful creams and lotions and all that wonderful stuff. So head over to Stay Healthy. Don't forget, Linda Monday will be there from 9 to 11 today. She can answer all your questions on any of the products from Hyaluronic, on hyaluronic acid from Hyalogic. She'll be there, and she is a wealth of information. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Estropause. Menopause support is formulated specifically for aging women. Female support. Menopause is a natural stage of life that all women must go through. To make the transition smooth and easy, many women require additional support. Minerals. Calcium and magnesium are two of the most important minerals for premenopausal women and support the structure and function of bones, muscles, and nerves. Botanicals. This multi-approach formula contains women's health herbs, including black cohosh, chasteberry, and red clover. Ginseng has been traditionally used as a tonic to combat physical fatigue and to support cognitive function. Estropause Menopause Support delivers powerful ingredients to promote female health throughout all stages of menopause. Find Estropause from Irwin Naturals at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Life Seasons is committed to providing high-quality, condition-specific supplements that support a healthy and vibrant life. Life Seasons is guided by a simple yet powerful belief. Best ingredients. Best formulas. Best results. Life Seasons clearly states the levels of each ingredient, and all products are magnesium stearate-free, gluten-free, and made with the purest ingredients available. Life Seasons does extensive research to develop their condition-specific formulas and are guided by four core philosophies in the development of its formulas. First, we take a naturopathic approach, meaning we try to get to the base cause of the illness and trying to bring the body's own innate healing force into play to heal the patient inside out, or metaphorically, from the ground up. Second, we incorporate an eclectic approach. It means that the doctor or practitioner is going to choose from a wide range of treatment options and opt for the one or ones that seem best, as long as the treatments are natural, holistic, and non-invasive. Third, we use doctrine of signatures, which is one of the oldest aspects of a foundational tenet of scientific investigation, observation. Ancient herbalists noticed by general and close observation of physical characteristics of plants. Things like color, shape of leaves or roots, growing conditions, environmental preferences, and animal usage. That plants gave clues as to what uses as food and medicine they might be effectively used for. Lastly, we formulate tonics. Did you know that the oldest systems of medicine in the world, TCM and Ayurvedic medicine, teach about and use a class of medicines known as tonics as their highest, best treatments? Tonics allow the body to work its way into balance, and balance cures faster and more deeply than any external force. See the complete line of Life Seasons products at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. They're your one-stop, full-service location for everything health and nutrition in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley and Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer. The most knowledgeable staff, the best customer service, awesome prices every single day. This is a full-service environment, a fully packed store with the best of the best every day. Walk in confused. Leave with great knowledge. And create great relationships with people that have such a passion and so much information to share. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Remember to go there this morning between 9 and 11. Linda Monday will be there representing Hyalogic. We're talking about that company today and be able to answer all your questions on the products available for internal as well as topical beauty and also amazing lubrication and moisture for the skin. You will be amazingly surprised at how little does so much. So we're talking to Darren Landis today, and we were talking about hyaluronic acid, the history of hyaluronic acid, and then the eyes. And a lot of people are chiming in on the eye health, and they want to know, if say they're using other vitamins and minerals, they have programs that they like, is it okay to add in that Hyalogic eye formula above and beyond?
Yeah, we see that a lot. It works really nicely along with it. You'll find there's some crossover with some other vitamins in the formula, but it works well because it's compatible.
Yeah, and I think that's important, and I think, you know, I had somebody chime in a minute ago, and I'm going to answer this one myself. It says, you know, I'm on the computer like you are, Jeff, and I don't have any problems. You know, I'm only in my mid-30s, and I my eyes are really, really healthy, but I'm thinking maybe proactively, maybe preventively, because I see the people that have been doing what I'm doing for a long time, and all of them have some kind of eye problem. Can we use this on a preventive basis? I say yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what's interesting is they did a survey of people, their worst fears out there, and people, we can tolerate, you know, a little bit of joint pain, we can tolerate some other things going on, but the most fearful that we have is losing our eyesight, or our eyesight not holding up the way it used to be, because True. We need it for everything, you know, so that's why you're seeing more and more people take preventative eye supplements now, and that's why they did that research study, the ARID study, the age-related eye disease study, that it's been going on for about 10 years with the National Institutes of Health, and they're studying out all these rich antioxidants that we can consume in a vitamin supplement form, vitamins A, C, E, zinc, all those ingredients over time can help prevent oxidative damage inside of the eye structure. And, you know, even even when we're not outside, we're still being exposed to UV rays sitting at our desk or, you know, fluorescent lights or any lighting, or anytime we wake up and open our eyes, we have, you know, we're subjected to some sunlight damage.
You know, I've learned over the years that there was a time when we used to talk about skin, and I'm going back way back, you know, 25, 30 years, and it seemed like the audience was primarily only women that were really as concerned about their skin. No longer the issue. There's just many of us guys that are concerned about our skin. You know, you want to put your best face forward, and you want to be able to have healthy-looking skin, and you can tell the difference on people that take care of their skin and people that don't. Let's just face it. And I hate to say we don't live in a judgmental world, but we do. And people do, you know, for whatever reason, judge people by, you know, the health of what they bring forward when they walk up to a conversation or they meet them for the first time, you know. But I think it's amazing how many men today use the hyaluronic acid after shaving, and they use it at night, they use it as a moisturizer, many of them take it internally, and I just think it's great because skin is skin is skin.
Yeah, I use it, you know, think about it, when you're shaving, you're actually exfoliating, you're removing that top skin layer there, that just that dead cell layer. So once you remove that, it's open road for applying moisturizers and hydrating elements. So I use the hyaluronic acid as an after shave product. And the nice thing about our formulas is we don't add a lot of fragrances, and so the products smell neutral. You know, there's we leave all those fragrances out because sometimes they can be harmful to the skin. So we got neutral, like our Pure HA serum. When I put it on, there's no smell or anything like that. So it's really compatible with my skin.
You know, I have a gentleman just chimed in. He said, he goes, I'm not ashamed to talk about it. He goes, I look 10 years younger since I started using these products. He said, there's nothing better than looking in the mirror and liking what you see rather than looking in the mirror and saying, who is that old person looking back at me? I love it. I just think that it really makes a difference. And I love the idea that any place in the body where there's moisture, it works even better.
Absolutely. And again, you know, you and I, even though we're making some right now, all of us are making hyaluronic acid internally in our body, we do slow down. We start to have a decline. So you can see the graph. It starts off pretty strong when we're younger, but then it starts to taper off as we get older. And now they're saying this is the most water-loving, hydrating molecule known to man. We want to keep it inside of our body. There's not really a food source that we can consume on a regular basis that would help build hyaluronic acid up in our body. So that's why you're seeing people look for it in a supplement form, taking it by mouth or applying it topically in skincare. And that's what we're trying to do. We're supplementing our bodies where our bodies drop off. We're just trying to rehydrate to keep our body healthy.
Now, we talked about the internal formula for the eyes. What about the eye drops? Why and how are they different?
Well, it's interesting. For a good number of years, probably the last 10 years, we've had people say, you know, this molecule of HA, when it mixes with water, it creates a very slippery, lubricating, long-lasting biofilm, is what they called it. You know, it'll if you use it in a dry mouth mint, it'll coat the inside of your mouth and keep it from drying out. If you use it in a nasal spray, it's going to hydrate your nostrils. They said, why don't you guys use it in an eye drop so you can put it on the surface of the eye, and it creates kind of like a moisture, lubricating, long-lasting film on the surface of the eye. And who wouldn't want to apply the most water-loving, hydrating molecule to the surface of the eye for long-lasting wetting and moisturizing? So we put it together in an eye drop formula. We teamed it up with another ingredient called hypromelose. It's a common wetting agent in eye drops where you put it right onto the surface of the eye. So those two together make a long-lasting tear film on the surface of the eye. Each time we blink, if the eye is dry, it's kind of like running our windshield wipers across the windshield without any rain on them. They kind of skid across. Well, that's what can happen when we don't have moisture or lubrication on the surface of the eye. So now when you can apply an eye drop with this wetting, lubricating, naturally occurring element in our body on the surface of the eye, you've got some really nice moisturization.
You know, I think to myself, because I haven't tried the eye drops. I plan to try them very, very soon because of the dryness and the eyes. But I'm thinking to myself, we are right now in the depths of allergy season out here. And everybody that has allergies will tell you, and there's great allergy drops that are available. I like them. But then I think to myself, you know, what if you started your day and you ended your day with the hyaluronic acid drops and put that moisture back in that gets lost from rubbing your eyes and from dry particulate in the air and from allergens and pollens? And if you want to use your other drops during the day for allergy eyes, that's fine. But what if you started your day and ended your day with the hyaluronic acid moisture and put that slick surface back in that we need so much? I can't wait to try it because, I mean, I'm just excited. I'm like salivating to try this because there's nothing worse than dry eyes, because when they're dry, what do? We rub them and then we make them worse. I love the windshield wiper over a dry window. That's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah, you know, one of the things too we always tell people is make sure you warm a cloth and wipe your eyelids down and right around where the lashes are at. Clean those really nicely too, because we get a lot of formation on that area that can also cause a drying effect. So clean that first. That's why you're seeing eyelid wipes are very popular now, because you can really clean up that surface and then put your drop in, and now you've got a healthy eye during this allergy season.
Oh, I really like that. That's a good idea. We don't think about that. Somebody just chimed in. She says, Jeff, I know this is a little bit off topic, but it's really not. She says, I know you have French bulldogs. I have one that's had very, very bad skin problems that I adopted from a clinic. She said, I massage his skin with the Hyalogic lotion. I massage it into the skin, and it's got so much better. I put the Hyalonic eye drops in his eyes, and his eyes are so much better. When I got him, his skin was just peeling and falling off because he was abused. And I've got the skin back almost to normal, and the eye crust that Darren just mentioned is completely gone. I love that.
Wow. Yeah, that's great.
Well, we know it's safe for animals because you've done a lot of work there, so that's good to know.
Yeah, you know, when we first started 20 years ago, we made a liquid product for human ingestion, but we also made a product for cats, dogs, and horses. And it was a joint supplement back then. You know, the only real joint supplement ingredient other than hyaluronic acid back then was glucosamine. And so we were saying, if you've tried glucosamine with your pet or yourself and it's not getting the results that you were thinking about, try hyaluronic acid. And it's going to provide the cushion or the lubrication back to the joints. And what we saw is animals, there's no placebo effect. If they're feeling better, if they want to go for a walk, they want to jump up in your lap, those kind of things. You feel like, hey, I'm doing something beneficial for their joints to keep them healthy.
You know, the other thing that I love about this product is the safety factor. And I know we just talked about that, but somebody just chimed in. She says, I have a child that is 3 years old who gets really, really dry, irritated eyes during the allergy season. This is her second season. And I use those eye drops, and it just makes a difference. I love that they're safe. And you don't have to worry about it because it's something that is naturally in the body, and you don't have to be so concerned. You know, some of the eye drops that you buy in the drugstore and you get prescriptions as well, they'll say use every 5 hours, every 8 hours, every 10 hours, or every 12 hours. But the comfortable thing is if you need to use more of these eye drops, you can.
Absolutely. And, you know, since hyaluronic acid is naturally occurring inside of our body, because people always ask us, is it safe to take, or can I use it with other prescription medications, or can I take it with other supplements, or can I use it with other skincare products? And we say, absolutely. Hyaluronic acid's already naturally occurring in your body, so there shouldn't be any contraindications or any problems with using it with other products. And people are like, oh, okay, I didn't think about that it's already inside of my body. I'm not putting something foreign back into my body. In fact, when you take it orally or apply it topically, your body welcomes it in and it says, hey, come over here. I need some of you to lubricate and cushion my joints. I need some in my skin or my scalp or wherever it might be to hydrate the body.
One more thing. What's the dosage on the eye drops? And do you have to stay close to the dosage? Can you take more or less?
Well, and the eye drops, there's technically not a dosage for an eye drop. I mean, as far as the amount dispensed or what's the active inside of them, is that what you're thinking? Or because one to two drops every you know, 2 to 3 hours is what we're seeing that people are utilizing.
You know, the other thing is, if you are someone that is not outside a lot, you're not, you're older, and maybe you're just having a little bit of some dry eye problems, I always tell people to share these with their ophthalmologist as well. Is there ever an issue with somebody much older using the eye drops?
No, actually, I mean, they're typically the ones that could benefit from it the most with the medications that can sometimes cause drying effect for the eyes and for the mouth and different things, too. So it works very nicely. And actually, we made the bottle a little bit bigger so that it's not so small and it's easier to hold on to and squeeze so that, you know, sometimes our hands and fingers don't always do us the best when we, you know, at times. And so it's easy to handle.
One more thing that I want to bring up before we run out of time here. If you use the internal eye drops for a while and it makes a good difference, obviously I have learned that if you stop using them, you know, obviously eventually we're going to go back to where we were before because the body's going to say, okay, well, I can't do this on my own. I need some help. And then we can start using them again. So my bottom line here is if you start using them and you're really making a difference, stay with it. You know, why would you want to change something that you feel already has made a change?
Absolutely. And again, that's what we mentioned earlier. They're called supplements. It's vitamins and supplements. They supplement our body where our body leaves off. Sure, you could stop taking it, but you'll ultimately end up back where you were at before. And so who wouldn't want to just maintain a healthy balance in the body by just taking something on a regular basis? And even applying it topically, you're going to rehydrate the skin or eye drop to the eyes. You're going to moisturize and nourish the eye. You want to keep it healthy. That's the whole thing.
One more thing. Somebody else just chimed in. And they said, ask Darren if he has any recommendations for maybe some foods that might make the Hyalogic work better, things we might want to bring into our diet.
You know, there was an ABC 2020 news story that came out about 13 or 14 years ago. They called it the Village of Long Life. They went to this particular village in Japan, and they did this research, and they found out that these people were living well into their 80s and 90s, and they weren't aging. They didn't have joint problems. Their eyes were in great shape. Their skin were in great shape. They were still working long hours out in the fields, and they said it was due in part that they were maintaining healthy hyaluronic acid levels in their body. Their bodies weren't dropping off like everybody else does. Their bodies were maintaining healthy hyaluronic acid. And they said it was due in part to a starchy root crop vegetable that they were consuming in their own particular village. I think they lived on a hillside, so they couldn't grow some of the traditional crops that everybody else could. They only had it in their village, but it was maintaining the healthy hyaluronic acid in their body. So when that story aired, everybody was looking for a food source of hyaluronic acid here in the States and beyond, and no one's really been able to replicate it or find anything that we could consume on a regular basis that would help build hyaluronic acid. I think they talked about maybe yams at one time, but that's not really been conclusive either. So people are starting to take supplements like resveratrol. Resveratrol is known for helping to keep the breakdown of hyaluronic acid in the body. It keeps it in the body longer. So those are some of the things that we've seen, but not really been able to isolate any food source as of right yet.
You know, we've talked a lot today about hyaluronic acid, and I love your line, and I like that it's so complete, and you cover so many different parts of the body. And, you know, people are going to experiment with the topical products. They're going to find either a serum or a lotion or something that they're going to really enjoy. But I really like the safety factor, and I like the way that it just kind of just makes the skin feel awesome. You did such a great job with both the internal and the topical line.
It's funny when we're at the trade shows, people come up and they put on our pure hyaluronic acid serum. And I know you said Linda Monday is doing a demo in the store today at Stay Healthy. And what usually happens is we take our pure HA serum and we tell people, put a little drop on the back of one hand and not on the other, and then just kind of rub it on. Because all it is water and hyaluronic acid, and those are two elements that are already naturally in the body. And you can see it just absorb into the skin very nicely. We say, now put your hands side by side and take a look at them. And you know, almost every time we see people go, wow, that really did absorb into my skin nicely. And again, it's already something that's naturally there. We're just replenishing and giving back to the body. So all of our skincare products that are at Stay Healthy, that are in, we have testers there, they're really nice when you put them on again. And we leave out all those ingredients that we feel that are not healthy for the skin, and we try and limit the amount of ingredients that we put into our products. We only want the good ingredients that are in the formulas so that they can do what they're supposed to do.
Well, I want to thank you for being here today. It's been too long. I really appreciate you here educating everybody on hyaluronic acid today. I wish you well and hope you have a great rest of your day.
Jeff, I really appreciate all you do for educating people out there, and thanks for having me on.
My pleasure, sir. Be well. My guest today, Darren Landis, representing Hyalogic. Hyalogic is a hyaluronic acid company, and you're going to find it to be extremely, extremely effective on both topically and internally. So make sure that you stop by Stay Healthy today. Get a chance to see Linda Monday. She'll definitely fill you in on the products. Everyone at Stay Healthy is a great advocate and a great wealth of knowledge on everything in the store. So, of course, hyaluronic acid as well. So definitely take a look at that. Don't forget that eye formula and those eye drops. I'm really looking forward to trying those now that I'm on the computer so much every day. You need to put back in. You need to put things back in so that you're able to do what you do. And get your body a little bit more balanced as to where you are and where you're trying to go and what's going on and what we need to do and what we can do to make things better. You know, so those are really important things. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Meet the most knowledgeable people that you can possibly meet in the health food industry. Las Vegas's oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade in the Las Vegas Valley. The address is 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. I think it's going to be extremely beneficial for all of us to start taking care of our skin. And if we can moisturize and get some of this wonderful fluid back into our body, into our joints, into our tissues, and as well as moisturizing our body topically with this great hyaluronic acid molecule in all of these great cosmetic products, I think you're going to find something that's going to make you feel and look better than you have in a long time. And I think from the inside out, feel better than you have for a long, long time. Don't forget it when you're at Stay Healthy. Bring your questions with you and leave with great knowledge from this amazing, awesome group of people in this full service environment. They're so good at what they do. Remember, Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. Their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. Remember to enter your email address. Start getting coupons and newsletters and all that good stuff. And a thumbs up on Facebook will keep you connected to the store every day. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 in the morning. I hope you'll take the time to tune into the show. If you can't tune in live, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producer, all of my shows are recorded, podcast, and archived every day, and they're on my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. Just click on the archive icon, download the shows that you want to listen to, send your friends and family there as well, and do it on your time because they're available when it fits your schedule. Remember to go to Facebook and tune in as well. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health with the best guest in the industry helping all of us to get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the show are now available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Simply click on the archive icon to make available on-demand podcast downloads. Make sure to visit Stay Healthy Health Food Store for all your nutrition needs. Stay Healthy provides reliable, responsible, relevant service every single day.
I look forward to talking with all of you soon.